You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Salsa matchas are really fantastic because they're oil-based. They pair really well with meats or proteins or even roasted vegetables that are maybe a little bit on the lean side. Hi, my name is Rick Martinez and this is Play Me a Recipe. I'm really excited today because you and I are going to be making a salsa matcha. Salsa matchas are an oil-based salsa. They're very common in Mexico. They're very similar to a chili crisp, except that they probably have a little bit more nuts and seeds than a typical chili crisp. But they're made with normal or traditional Mexican dried chilies like guajillo, ancho, pasilla, cascabel, chile de árbol. Today, the one that we are going to be making is a chili guajillo, but not just an ordinary salsa matcha. We're actually going to be making one that's themed a little bit for the Thanksgiving holiday. This is going to be a cranberry salsa matcha with oil roasted cranberries, pecans, garlic, and chili guajillo. And this recipe is going to be linked in the show notes and on food52.com so that you can make it at home as well. I made this particular recipe to go with a turkey that I really, really love. So in my cookbook, I actually made a chicken al pastor, which is not very common in Mexico, but al pastor is a very famous and iconic taco throughout Mexico. In the city of Guanajuato, I saw at one of the, basically a little rotisserie chicken stand, a pollo al pastor. I was so taken by it, I had to have it. I tried it, it was absolutely amazing. Pollo al pastor is made with achiote paste and guajillo chilies and orange juice and garlic. It's marinated and then it's roasted over an open fire. So that is in my cookbook. It's one of my favorite recipes in my cookbook. And last year for Thanksgiving, I decided I was going to make a turkey al pastor. It was fantastic. I think it actually may have ruined me to traditional roasted turkey. In any case, I've decided that I'm going to make it again this year, but that it needed its own special little Thanksgiving salsa to go with it. Salsa matchas are really fantastic because they're oil-based. They pair really well with meats or proteins or even roasted vegetables that are maybe a little bit on the lean side. So anytime you've got a fish, a chicken, or even a pork that maybe is on the leaner side, this is a really great way to add both flavor, color, and also a little richness. I think you're actually going to love it. And with the cranberries, you're gonna get a little bit of sweetness and a little bit of tartness that's going to pair very well with this turkey. And it is a very simple recipe to make. There are only 9 ingredients and it takes about less than 10 minutes at the stove. And then you just pulse everything in a food processor until everything is finely ground. It lasts for months. You can store it in an airtight container, throw it in the fridge, put it in your pantry. It's going to be flavorful and delicious on any roasted meat or vegetable. and especially Thanksgiving. So the first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna take a cup and a half of vegetable oil. You don't wanna use any specialty oil. We want a really neutral, flavorless oil that's going to stand up to a little bit of heat. We're not gonna go crazy and fry anything, but we're just infusing all of these flavors into the oil and getting a really nice toast on the chilies and the pecans. So I'm gonna go ahead and just pour this straight into my pot. And I'm just using a medium saucepan. And then I'm going to throw in some garlic. And so I've got 5 garlic cloves and I'm just gonna give them a little bit of a tap on the counter and then just peel off all of this little papery skin. Again, you don't have to go crazy. They don't need to be like smashed or chopped. I just need to get the skin off so that they get a really nice little browning in the oil. And also I don't wanna be eating any paper in the salsa matcha. Okay, so then those go in. And then I'm going to get some pecans. And I've got about 3/4 cups of raw pecans. It's important that you use raw. And you can switch out the nuts. You can use almonds, you can use walnuts. I really like pecans. You can use peanuts, cashews, or a mixture of the two. But you do want about 3/4 of a cup of them. So I'm just gonna throw that into the medium saucepan. And now I am going to put this over medium heat. There we go. And so we're starting everything together. Everything at this point is cold, but I'm gonna slowly bring everything up to temperature over medium heat until the garlic is golden brown and it's light and it's bubbling. And we're gonna get a really nice toast on those pecans, but they're gonna be basically like slow or cold fried in that oil. They're gonna impart a really delicious flavor into the oil. So we're gonna have a garlicky, pecan-y oil. They're gonna go for about 6 to 8 minutes. When you see the bubbling, you see the garlic is golden brown, they're totally done. Remove them from heat. Just use a slotted spoon, transfer the nuts and the garlic to a heat-proof medium bowl. Make sure it's heat-proof. I normally use stainless steel bowls, and so they're gonna be fine in heat, they're gonna be fine in the freezer or the refrigerator. They're gonna be impervious to any temperature changes. But you just wanna make sure that your bowl is heat-proof because we're gonna be putting some really hot garlic and hot pecans into this bowl, and we don't want anything to happen to the bowl. So while that is getting nice and golden brown, I'm gonna work on my chilies. So I've got 8 large chili guajillos and they're really beautiful. They're brick red color. They smell so, so good. They're really soft and they're very pliable. This is the way that I like to buy chilies. I want them to be soft. I want them to almost resemble dried fruit, right? So dried fruit is soft and chewy on the inside. It has a really, really strong fragrance of whatever the fruit it is. That's what the dried chili should be. Sometimes I'll go into grocery stores and there's a bag of dried chilies and they've been sitting there for probably years and they're brittle, they're dusty, they crack, they don't have a lot of flavor. You wanna avoid that. You want the chilies to be fresh. That's gonna give you really incredible flavor in this salsa. This is the star ingredient of the dish, so if there's not a lot of flavor in your chilies, you're not gonna have a very flavorful salsa. So I am using 8. Now, I've also given the weight in this recipe because I think this is really important. When I say 8 large guajillo, you may only have 1 brand of chili guajillo at your store, and maybe they're more like my medium, or maybe they're really small, or maybe they're really huge. And I want to make sure that you get the same result that I got. So I always give the weights. So what's most important here is the weight. So if you measure out 10 chili guajillo and it gets you to the 48 grams, that's what you should go with rather than the 8 large that I have listed there. So I'm just gonna pull the top of the chili off and then I'm just gonna remove the seeds and I'm just gonna do that to all 8 of the chilies. And now we're gonna work on the chili de arbol. So these are really, really spicy. And so I've only included 3 here. If you like it spicier, I would go up to 5 or 6. If you like no spice at all, definitely leave them out. Or if you just like a little bit of heat, you can just take all the seeds out, and that will give you sort of a nice mild, warm, sort of gingery type heat. So we're gonna use three. I'm gonna take the stems off of these as well. You can hear the little seeds in there. I like it hot, so I am going to put five, and I'm gonna leave the seeds in. Okay, so the garlic and the pecans are ready. So I'm just going to transfer them to my bowl. Okay. I want to leave as much of the oil as I can in there, so I'm actually just going to give them a little pat down so that any excess oil can fall back in the pan. So now that I've got this pecan garlic oil, I'm going to use this to fry up the chilies. So I'm just going to quickly toss them in. So this is one of those things that they only need to stay in there for about 15 to 30 seconds. This oil is super, super hot and they're gonna burn really quickly. So literally they just go in, you toss them around, make sure they get coated in the oil. The oil is going to immediately toast and caramelize all those sugars and then just pull them out. I'm gonna throw them right back into the garlic and pecan mixture. All right, and once you start, you just kind of have to like, just do it. So count of three, one, two, three. All right. All right, this is looking good. Okay, and they are ready to go into the pot, okay. All right, now I'm going to turn this fire off because it's super hot, and now I'm going to drop in my sesame seeds, and that is 2 tablespoons of raw sesame seeds because they are going to cook in this super hot oil. Okay, so now the chili garlic mixture has cooled ever so slightly. It's been probably about like 2 or 3 minutes. I'm going to transfer all of this now into a food processor. Scrape that in. Okay, now I'm gonna add 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 2 bay leaves, and I am using really beautiful dried Mexican oregano. Mexican oregano is slightly more floral and a little bit less bitter than traditional Greek or Italian oregano. But if you don't have Mexican oregano, totally use Italian or Greek or whatever you have in your cabinet, that's totally fine. I'm gonna give this a little bit of a crunch just because it's really, it smells so good, oh my God. Okay, so now we are ready to puree. Okay, so now that everything is coarsely ground, I'm going to slowly drizzle in the oil while the motor is running. Okay, now I'm going to add the cranberries, but I'm just gonna pulse them to combine. And actually, if you're scared that they're gonna get chopped up, you can just like kind of fold them in with the rubber spat, but I'm gonna let the machine do the work. I don't want them to get chopped into little bits, so I'm just gonna quickly pulse maybe like 5 times, and then they'll be completely mixed in. And this is cranberry salsa matcha. It is ready to go. All you have to do is serve it over something really, really roasted, tasty, and delicious. You can transfer it to a jar, seal it, and store it at room temperature for about 5 days. After 5 days, you should throw it in the refrigerator, or if you want to store it for longer, or if you're doing this for Thanksgiving and want to do it ahead, you can store it in the freezer in an airtight container for up to 6 months.
Hey, this is Kristen McGlory, host of the Genius Recipe Tapes. And if you are as excited as I am after listening to Rick walk through his simple cranberry salsa matcha, then why don't you go check out more of our pre-Thanksgiving episodes on the Genius Recipe Tapes. Like my interview with Cheryl Day, where she gave us the pie pep talk that we all needed to hear, and shared a few of the recipes and stories from her new book, Cheryl Day's Treasury of Southern Baking. They will brighten your Thanksgiving, whether you have baked a zillion pies before or none at all.